All righty. Well, today is Wednesday, January 24th, and we are talking about self-love, specifically self-love through self-development. And we are going to open with a piece called All of It. Without perfection, there's presence. Without criticism, expression. Without procrastination, progress. Attempting perfection brings completion. Hearing criticism, compassion. Procrastinating, a bit of movement. Breathing in, breathing out, completing the circle of being alive. Ephraim, did you just join us?
Yes.
Hello. All right. So, Ephraim, Janet, Gina, Anne, here we are.
We are family.
You just wanted to make sure the recording had something very specifically you. Hooray.
Just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. All right. So, Gina, I imagine you did not look at the worksheet or do the worksheet. Is that?
I'm looking at it right now. Looking at it.
All
right.
And Janet and Ephraim.
I thought it was our integration week, so sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. That's next week.
Okay, great.
Yep. Janet, Ephraim, how about you all?
I also just pulled it up.
All right. Janet?
Me too, because I'm the one who just pulled it up with Regina.
Well, I actually remembered to do it twice, so I've got all kinds of ideas around mine. So I'll start, and maybe you guys will jump in as inspired. Maybe you could notice which of the areas jump out for you for starters. Mine were really easy. What jumped out for me was the area of my spiritual connection, my financial life, and my life with Gary. And so I determined that in my spiritual life, I wanted to be more consistent about my spiritual awareness and reliance. With my financial life, I wanted to become stronger financially. And with Gary, I wanted to be thriving as a couple. And then actually, I think it was you, Ephraim, a couple weeks ago reminded me of the value of doing the worksheet more than once. So I did do it both yesterday and today. And it was pretty fun to see there was a lot more there than I thought. And what was curious to me is I could whip off all kinds of things I could do to be more spiritually aware and have more spiritual reliance. And I could whip off lots of things about thriving as a couple with Gary. But man, I looked at that, become stronger financially, and it was just like, huh? So that was interesting, all of it in and of itself.
That is interesting. What did you do with your question?
Well, eventually I wrote down some stuff. It just doesn't feel as deep or as connected. One of them that I wrote down for thriving with Gary as a couple was practicing detachment. And then I realized, oh, that would be good with becoming stronger financially, as it would be good in any of the areas, really. So I started with that. It's like, okay, I could practice detachment. And then I remembered that when I was in the regular habit of giving away money, both to like charitable organizations or just as I felt called or inspired, that felt better to me financially. So I did eventually get going, and today I wrote down several things. And it's funny because it took me a while to write down reducing debt, which I explained to myself that, well, of course, that was a given, but I hadn't written it down. So it's like the whole thing was just foggy. But I have a list now of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things to do. So, you know, I think that's part of the value. Most of them came today, so that was part of the value of coming back to it, like being willing to see that it was a little foggy, but proceed as best I could anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have a question.
Yep, go ahead.
Is this just with regard to the what I want to focus my awareness on with regard to my self-lovingness? Or just in
no,
life?
Developing. So looking at all of the areas of your life and saying, well, what's interesting to me to develop right now? So I can't remember. Okay, here they are, the categories. And these are not meant to be conclusive. They're just to get you started thinking. So right now, do you want to develop spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically? Do you want to develop around family, around friendships, around home, around work, around financial, creative, contribution, or expression? So picking however many of those you want.
I got that. I guess my confusion is this, internal based or external based or either?
Either, yeah, whatever is you're being called to. So what's an example of an internal or external based one for you?
Well, I can't go there until I figure out if I'm looking at this from the space of developing more capacity of self-loveness or if I am looking at developing. I think I'm just being a little maybe semantically psychotic. So anyway, I'm going to, I have one more question because I think I'll just figure
sure.
that out. The other question is, what is your definition of reliance? I don't know this word and it hits me like a knife in my side. So it must mean something interesting.
Yeah. So deepening my spiritual reliance means for me, just for me. You know, I have no idea what Webster says, and Webster doesn't even put spiritual and reliance together. So for me, it means instead of me always trying to muscle it, my ego, my personality, it's like, oh yeah, there's something bigger operating here. Can I rely on that? Trust might be a synonym. Does that help?
So reliance is trusting that someone's got my back.
Yeah, exactly. And being more aware of that instead of thinking, I have to muscle everything into place all the time.
Great. And the only reason reliance came in is actually because it's your on your thing, right? That's why you were talking about it. So the reliance
yeah.
is really and deepening your spiritual awareness and reliance. So what that says is deepening your own spiritual awareness and then also this reminder that God has your back or whatever your language is with regard to that.
I live quite differently when I remember something bigger is operating. So, yeah,
cool.
It's a practice. Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Welcome. So, how about for you guys? What jumps out for you as to areas of interest for your own development right now and what might be some ideas around that?
I can go first, but I just talked, so keep talking.
One of the things that I like is that you are equating self-development as an act of self-love, which
yes.
for some reason I have I had not made that connection.
I appreciate you saying that, Ephraim, and I had not made the connection either. I just listen, you know, like when I, first of all, I listened for what all the modules were going to be. And when I got both self-care and self-love, I'm like, what, you know, what's the difference? I don't even get this. So we did self-care already. And when we got to self-love, this is one of the ones that came out and it really tickled me. I thought it would totally tickle you, Gina, being a developer. And working it now, I love it. It's like, oh yeah. And I think how I kind of got my head around it, Ephraim, was thinking about both of my nieces and how much time I've spent supporting them around their own development and how much I love that and how much it feels like love. So why would it be any different for me developing me?
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.
It's still an interesting disconnect, I think, because self-development, like the way this worksheet is, it's like, let's pick some areas and then let's set a few goals. It's almost like, let's do some New Year's resolutions almost. And for some reason, that... connecting that left brain activity to love, which feels less analytical, is like, it's interesting as they try to cross over and connect with each other in my head.
That's really hilarious because, you know, I sat down to do the worksheet myself and I'm like, I'm not feeling it. So I made a beautiful mind map, which of course is a right-brained activity. And then the stuff started to come out. So yeah, it definitely was not meant to be resolutions. And that's, I think, specifically why the areas just kind of helps focus, but then actually determining what might be fun to do. I think the actual word I used was ideas. And so that's way different than goals to me, but maybe not to you guys.
Yeah, ideas does change it a little bit.
A little bit, gotcha.
I don't know if it's my developer that is just so confused, but I'm not at all, I don't even understand how you couldn't think that self-development wasn't just complete self-love. So confusing to me. But maybe because I don't know. I think that's
confused.
What's that?
The interesting thing is that I don't think that it is the self-development part. I think it's that the fascinating thing that I'm trying to feel into is that seeing this as almost a goal-setting exercise, which it isn't exactly that, puts it in my left brain and observing that love and being analytical aren't necessarily connected in me is surprising. Love is more of an emotion, you know. I feel it in my body, and it gives me a visceral kind of response. And sure, being analytical and making lists of goals has a response for me because, you know, I like that sort of thing sometimes. But they're just really different kinds of feelings. And so I love this idea of merging those two worlds, at least, they're different worlds in my mind at the moment. Merging those things together feels like a really powerful thing. It's almost like there was a moment when I was cooking for myself a few years ago when I really like the process of it and making it and knowing that I was going to like it and it's exactly what I want at this moment felt like a huge act of self-love. And it was kind of a turn on how rich cooking could be for myself. You know, I felt love cooking for other people, but to do it for myself and to apply that to myself was really different in that moment. And so I've sort of savored that every once in a while when I can get to it. And in this case, it's almost a similar thing. Like, I can take the idea of brainstorming and writing and whatever in a sense of how does this development of this particular concept in my life, how is that an act of self-love similar to the switch in what I suddenly felt in cooking? And it's interesting that I'm noticing that disconnect. Like, there's a distance between writing down a bunch of things that I might work on and having them incorporated inside of me as an emotional, potentially ecstatic experience. There, I said ecstatic.
Yay. I totally get that, and that could go on your list. Say, you know, that was meaningful, but you hadn't paid attention to it for a while. Like, just you talking about it now, I think it'll give me a greater awareness of when I'm heating up my Whole Foods meal, I'm doing it for me. It's a very self-loving thing. Now, if I want to develop myself, do I actually want to cook for me? Maybe. So, I don't know. It, the more we do these, focus on these modules, the more I think that the key is awareness. So, like you just describing that experience of cooking a meal for you as self-love, when you had not noticed that before, but you had noticed it for other people, that just seems huge to me. And so I've not thought of it like that. So now I could think of it like that. But beyond that, there's a lot of other things, sort of like Gina, you're saying, well, I don't get it. You know, I don't know why there's all this fuss about this because of course it's self-loving, but I haven't been aware of that. And you maybe already have.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was funny hearing Ephraim talk about his emotional side and his, which is love, and then the analytical side. I was like, well, I guess I have no analytical side, and I'm just all love. So I it's an interesting lens to look through. Of, and I don't think we need to figure out what it is, but what we're gonna do with it. Because I think this whole call, this whole program is all designed, I mean, strong from within to me is all self-love and focusing everything inward.
Good point. Yeah. And I think it's interesting how easy it is to see, like Ephraim's talking, you're talking about cooking for other people and being aware that's a loving thing. I'm thinking about how I support my nieces in their development, and that's loving. So all of that, whatever it is, just bringing it back, how do I do that for me, which then becomes internal, strong from within.
Right.
So Janet, how about you?
I don't know. When I saw the self-love as self-development, all I could think about was, like, society, like, gives you, it's like self-indulgence almost to develop yourself instead of self-love. People kind of give you, like, I can't believe you're, like, doing that. It's kind of so selfish, and I don't know. That maybe has nothing to do with anything, but that's just what came to mind when we were all talking about this stuff, so. So it's kind
it
of
is
like,
in. Go ahead.
I don't know. To me, it's not self-indulgence. It is self-love to be developing yourself in all sorts of ways. And to me, like my gut reaction to me is logic.
Okay.
So my body's reaction to things are logical to me, which I think is probably strange too. So, you know, we all have different relationships with all of that.
Exactly.
So that was just a bunch of mumbling. So I don't know what you really wanted me to say, wanted me to talk about.
Whatever's on your mind about it.
I do like what you said, Janet, about, you know, the outside view on self-development or self-care or anything like that, it seems to me, has a certain judgment of selfishness from the outside, which can make it difficult. You know, it's one of the common barriers, I think, to actually being able to express self-love.
Yeah, it kind of makes people feel like they shouldn't be doing it or something, if they're believing what the outside people are saying or society says. But after a while, you just got to get over that shit.
Yeah.
Seriously, because think about it, like nobody judges or seems to think if you're cooking a great big meal for a whole bunch of people that there's anything wrong with that, but you actually don't invite any people over and you just cook a great big meal just for yourself. You know, it's like, what's up with that? And what in the world? Why would that be any different? And in fact, sometimes it makes the most sense to me that I'm doing for me because I actually know what I like. You know, if I went to make a meal for all of you or each of you, you know, it may or may not be anything you're even interested in eating. Gina and me, probably for sure not.
Nope.
So why take that chance? Why not cook side by side or something? But like you're saying, Janet, socially, societally, there's kind of a judgment. And you're absolutely right. At some point, why wouldn't we just let go of that? Because this is so direct and beautiful.
I think it's so funny because, I mean, I feel judged all the time, and I've never felt judged for doing any self-help courses or having coaches or anything like that. So I think it's so funny, like this idea of being judged for doing self-development work. I'm curious if this is a, like, I feel judged in pretty much every other area of my entire life, but I don't feel like I've ever been judged for taking self-help courses, but maybe I'm just crazy and people think that I need this shit. I don't know.
Well, but you're also doing a very narrow area of self-development, the more typical thing of taking a course as opposed to cooking a meal for yourself. Like, if somebody invites you to go out with them and you say, oh, no, I can't. I'm staying home to cook a 5-course meal for myself. Might they judge that?
Well, they probably just want to come over.
I don't know. I mean, I would judge someone going, what the fuck are you going to do with a 5-course meal? I would probably judge someone for that because that's a really big meal to eat for yourself. But if you're meal planning, you know, or something, I don't know. I guess it's just kind of funny. When I was listening to you guys talk, I just thought we are all so triggered on these perceived judgments from other people in different areas and different ways, and how interesting that one might receive this perceived judgment in a whole different way than I would receive it. And, of course, that's how this whole conversation started, is that we're all looking at this potentially like a completely different thing. So I love that. Like, we're all different. So all that said, my 3 areas of awareness, I believe, will be on this first round, career, financial, and then self. It's physical but spiritual together. So it's the dancing in my body, the self-pleasure, self-adoration. So maybe just calling it self-adoration practices, which is spiritual and physical together.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my
and
first
your,
stabs.
You're calling career one and a separate one financial too? Is that right?
Yeah.
Or are you putting them together? Yeah.
No, I'm calling it two different things.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
because cool.
the immediate need to create some sort of, you know, quick windfall of finances. I mean, it can be related to career, but I feel like it's different. Career
mm-hmm.
feels long term, and financial, the way that I'm looking at it, is like an immediate within the next, you know, 7-15 days.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
well
yeah.
You are one of the most creative people I know in that. I don't know many people who pack up the shit in their house in a box and send it off to people for money.
Isn't that great?
Wait, let me back up. I don't know anyone who does that besides you.
Well, thank you. I like being unique.
Exactly. So just put your magic to it, and I have no doubt you will develop. See, that's some self-development. Like, look, I've got all this stuff. I'll bet some people want it. Let me ask them. Yep, they do. I'm mailing it to them.
It needs to be an activator and just throw yourself off a cliff. And I didn't have to think about that at all.
So,
okay.
Probably sometime in the next week, she's going to be packing up shit from my house and getting money for it.
Ooh, and I'm staying at Ebert next week, and he'll be gone. That'll be a
oh.
In February. I'll hit you up in February.
That is so great.
I'm pretty actually pretty excited about that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Carry on. Who's
all right.
Who has three that they're going to work on?
Oh, I'll go.
Yes, the deliberative must go last.
Yes.
Oh, true. I know I want to work on my financial areas of my life and pay more attention to them because I tend to get freaked out and ignore them.
Okay.
And my next one would be kind of a combination of creative and expression. I want to be able to express my creativity out into the world and also just express everything out into the world.
You out into the world.
Which will also affect the financial part. So to express
yay.
What I need to do for money or whatever and how I'm going to get money.
Yeah.
And actually ask for it.
So one of your development areas is financially to ask for money.
Yes.
Excellent. Any other ideas you want to share, or are those still yet to come? Ideation and all, I would think you would already have lots.
Well, I think just, I'm in the middle of trying to figure out, once again, kind of revamping my whole business idea again. So it might take a little bit the creative part comes in and figuring out what I want to do, and then the creative expression or just the expression comes out as how I'm going to tell people all about it and get it out there. So
sure.
I've
got it.
I don't know. It's just been like since this morning since I've decided I'm going to redo something different.
Okay.
I don't even know what it's going to be yet, so we'll see.
All right. To be continued.
To be continued.
Yes. So, Ephraim, you want to take an initial stab at it? I've met you.
Okay, so I'm thinking about that social pressure from the outside in terms of self-development and, you know, cooking a five-course meal. And I'm loving how that feels. When I was younger, my friends would come over and, you know, there was the old, like, knock on the door and, yeah, you want to come out and, you know, do something. And I would say no, because I wanted to stay home and read a book.
Okay.
And I'm tying that experience and the idea of what it would feel like to want to make a five-course meal for myself and make it and even talk about it and say and, like, deny other opportunities because this is what I'm choosing to do. And I'm thinking about, like, Julia Cameron's idea around the artist date of taking myself out to do things that it's just me, no one else gets to come, and I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about what I'm doing. I think that an interesting place for me to work on my self-development would be in that not giving a shit and doing it anyway.
And telling people you're doing it as you feel called.
Yeah, and I think part of the boldness in it would be to listen closely to that call and to tell people about it.
Nice.
Because in a sense, that's part of the act of rebellion against the idea of social pressure to say, I'm staying home. Thanks for the invitation to the party or whatever it is, but I'm going to stay home and play a board game by myself. Yes, I'm crazy.
I love that, and I hate board games, so I would not be doing that, and a five-course meal does sound like overkill to me. But the idea that it's not the booby prize, it's not because nobody else was available. It's like, this is what I'm doing for me. This is what inspires me. This is what intrigues me. This is how I want to grow. I love that.
There's a writer, I'm forgetting his name at the moment. He wrote a book called maybe The Inner Game or something like that.
Okay.
And his dedication all the time is to his writing and the creative process and being caught up in it. So he talked about in an interview that I heard him with about how his friends knew that if he said, yeah, I'll come out with you for dinner and I'll see you around 8, that he might show up at 10 or not at all because he gets caught up in his creative process, and that is his priority. And
wow.
I have a lot of admiration for that. And I'm sure that his friends get pissed off and stuff like that, but his passion and purpose to write is number one above everything else. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about it. It doesn't seem like he's necessarily a fuck you either. You know, he's like, you know, this is how it is. My friends know that's how I am, and that's what I'm going to do. And he's not an asshole about it, which I think is also important, but he's still doing what he's going to do.
Sounds very freeing.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine at times it also feels lonely and sad and rebellious, all kinds of things, all kinds of things.
Sure, sure.
And those are the things that make you, those are the things that might be the stuff that comes up to make you compromise. So many reasons to compromise.
Well, then again, it's back to awareness. So if we aren't even aware and we just naturally quickly compromise, we haven't really made a choice. But now that we're having this conversation, I would imagine it would be much easier to be aware and make a conscious choice.
Easier for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Not much
and,
easier.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, and you're right. It's on a continuum. On a particular day, it might be super easy. On another day, might not be able to do it at all. But with awareness, there's still at least the consideration, even if we can't do it. I love that.
So all that said, what are your first three, Ephraim?
I only have one, that one.
So you're going to just focus on that one? Awesome.
Yeah, let's see. I wrote down a couple of things. I really like Janet's about expressing into the world. And... you know, as a creative act, you know, creating and expressing it into the world. And I think exploring that self-love as a radical act. So that's my term for, you know, telling people, no, I'm going to stay home and self-love.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody want to add anything before we close?
I'm good. Me too.
Me too.
All right. Well, I'm going to do something impromptu because it feels like something new bubbled out of this. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that we've sort of maybe cracked open something a little new and fresh for, my sense is something around more commitment, more dedication, more devotion to ourselves and maybe paying less attention to what others think or even more importantly, what we think others think. And we'll just seal that in for tonight. So thank you. It's so great to have you all participate so fully and developmentally. And next week, Gina, as you already mentioned, we won't meet, and then we'll be back 2 weeks from now to talk about strengths. Yay, 5 months incoming. So stay tuned for that. And bye for now.
Bye.
Good night. Yeah, bye-bye.